Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The deal is signed. The ink is dried. After long last, Aaron Rodgers is a Pittsburgh Steeler, the four-time MVP, signing on the dotted line on Saturday morning. The deal, 1 year, $13.65 million, includes $10 million guaranteed, can be up to $19.5 due to the incentives in there, $5.85 million with performance incentives mixed in. Donnie Chedrick with you on 93.7 The Fan until 2. I'm in for Joe Starkey, who is off playing golf somewhere today because Bob Pompeiani is sitting across from me until noon. Unfortunately, Pomp, your golf outing scheduled for today could not happen. The rain over the weekend, the constant rain over the weekend.
Yeah, it was disappointing, Donnie, only because we have so much time and effort committed to this, and it's beautiful out there right now, but I guess the saturation point of the club at Chartiers was too much. When you have a lot of people who ride around in golf carts, I guess that's something that they had to consider, and they did. So we're looking at a different day, sort of a substitute day, a rain-out day, whatever the case may be. But I'm sure Joe took this opportunity. If he was going to play in it, then he was probably going to, no matter what, cancel, find a new tee time. I'm sure he did. He's out there right now. I'm sure I'm going to get a scorecard here pretty soon. But I just want to say thanks to Tammy Rippey, who's really our tournament, the lady who does it all, the Energizer Bunny at Partners for Quality. And she's going to be working to try to change things for a different date. So hopefully the rain will cooperate the next time. But this has been a bad start to the season rain-wise, hasn't it?
Oh, I mean, it's been awful. Like, I can't imagine. I know a couple of the guys here. I mean, Kabali was just in here. Doran was in here. You know, both of their sons play, like, Little League Baseball or, like, whatever level that would be. I mean, those seasons have had to be treacherous. Like, the amount
of rain. It always is, but this year worse than ever, right?
It feels that way.
Yeah. You guys are asking about his wiffle ball tournaments. He has to move them around all the time.
He didn't cancel.
We canceled yesterday.
I thought you didn't cancel.
I didn't want to cancel, but everybody outruled me. Yeah, Donnie, I'm the commissioner, but if 4 out of 6 teams don't show up, what can I do about it?
See, that's how I am. I'm kind of the commissioner of my golf outing, but I don't control the actual playing field.
I told my friends, let's wait it out, let's wait it out. They all just berated me, maybe is a better word, with, no, the conditions aren't good enough. If we would have waited it out, moved the start time back a little bit longer, we could have got the games in, and I even told them all that. And one of my friends was very angry that I said that, and I said, well, too bad. This is my job to get the games in. And it turned into a big fight between me and my friends.
Now, Bob, will they sort of give you any sort of special treatment to you know, find your date, pick your date, or do you have to get in line?
Well,
because
I assume
there's outings all the
right,
time.
Right, they're jammed. So we're trying to pick something that makes sense, something that, you know, and you're never going to get 100% return on this. You're never going to have people who were scheduled to play can change their schedules around. So hopefully, again, we do it because of the people involved and the clients at Partners for Quality. It's all about helping them and raising money. So that's the bottom line, and I want to make sure they, you know, we have a good outing so we can support them.
Well, Pomp, I hope that you can get that resolved easily.
Yeah, they're.
Say. I don't know how.
Herb and Bob up there are easy to deal with. We just got to find the right date. So we'll see. In the meantime, how about the Pirates? They could have been rained out all three games this weekend, right?
I mean, they had to deal with the delay on Friday. They had to deal with what, like a 10-minute delay yesterday.
Yeah, there was rain in the area. If you're a Philadelphia fan, what a rotten weekend to make the trip to Pittsburgh. Huh? There were a lot of them there. I was surprised how many Phillies fans were in the stands, and they got three losses handed to them.
See, I feel like the Philly fans always travel pretty well, though.
They do.
So I don't know.
But like, this seemed more than normal.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't super surprised by that, but I mean, I also had my own issues with the rain yesterday. I went out for a little run on the, like, you know, the South Side Trail. I think it's what, the Three Rivers Heritage Trail or whatever it is. And I, you know, toss the headphones on. I'm listening to the Pirate game on the fan. And Joe Block at one point says, we're about 45 minutes away at my best guess of rain. And I wanted to try to get about 5 miles in. I did, nice and slow. You know, I'm not a marathon sprinter here. Just as I'm finishing up, it doesn't even start with ease. It doesn't even ease its way in. It just pours. Pouring on me. Before, it was pouring at the park, too, because I'm listening to them, and they're saying, well, it looks like it's raining in Southside, so it'll be here any minute. And I was like, well, yeah, it was. I got crushed there in the final stretch. But, Pomp, the big news of the weekend was Aaron Rodgers. He was in town. He signed that deal. It ended up being not far off from what he said. If you recall when he said, oh, I'd play somewhere for $10 million, that is all his guaranteed money is.
Right, but its total value is almost $20
million. Yeah, that it can get up there. Now, that has to do with playtime and performance incentives, which would tell me, okay, he has the 13.65 base here, but if he plays well, that's good for the Steelers. It'll be good for him because he will have nearly $6 million more dollars in his pocket. It does feel like they got a bit of a bargain, even at his age, sort of how they got the bargain for Russell Wilson last year. Now, it wasn't quite the veteran minimum, but let's hope that that Walmart movie bin gives them a better film than it did last year with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, it's, this is going to be another new starting quarterback. So, every year since Ben Roethlisberger's left, there's been somebody new starting week one, and this will be another one. And I don't expect this to be the same situation next year. So likely there'll be another starting quarterback, unless Rodgers plays this ridiculous level of football and they feel that he could play another year, which I don't think that's in the cards for now. But yeah, Aaron Rodgers, it's funny how this works. Donnie, you probably have felt it out there with Steeler fans. There was a lot of, I don't want him around before he ever signed. Why are we wasting our time? He's 41, going to be 42. And once it happened, even though I think most people knew it would happen at some point, a lot of people went the other way. Where this could take you, the Steelers? Are they now playoff contenders, Super Bowl contenders? So I think it's just extremes on that kind of stuff. I think he's capable of doing some good things. I also think he's capable of having a bad year, just because of what surrounds him at times. We'll see what the offensive line does and everything. But, for now, is he a better option than anything else they have? Yes.
Fan text line, that's brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Bob, what do you think the ceiling is with Aaron Rodgers at QB? Let's assume he plays every game. Let's not assume injury, even though might be safe to assume a game or two is missed at least, but let's just assume he plays the full thing.
Yeah, I think if everything goes right, and they're, a lot of this has to do with what happens defensively, what happens with their offensive line. You have two new tackles, basically. Defense has to do better against the run. If they don't, they're going to be gouged up again. So I think if they're healthy, if the offensive line does what I think people expect it to do, then I think 10 wins, 11 wins maybe is probably where we're looking at. I don't think it changes all that much if he wasn't the starting quarterback, maybe by a couple of wins. But I think all the odds makers, Donnie, if you look at it, it did not move all that much once he signed. Mm-hmm. I think it was kind of baked in. They knew it was going to happen. So whatever the win total was, hasn't changed significantly.
I think the ceiling, similar to you, I think it's 11 wins. I think that's like best case scenario, that they can go 11-6. Now, do they win a playoff game? Because 11-6, you're going to make the playoffs. It would be pretty stunning
with the seven-team field now on each side if you don't make the playoffs with that record. I mean, the question of them winning a playoff game, that's really the million-dollar question because of how long it has been. And he's had a little bit of an individual drought, too, when it comes to winning a playoff game. I mean, for me, and I know this is kind of common sense, but I don't like the explanation from people or the reasoning from people when they tend to say, like, well, just get in and anything can happen. I don't care for that because the last few times the Steelers have just gotten in, and we know what's going to happen. They're going to get bullied all over the field for 60 minutes, and that has been what has happened the last couple of times. So I haven't been able to get behind that thought process for a little while. The, oh, just get in and anything can happen. It's the single elimination tournament. It really depends on them avoiding a few teams in the AFC. You know, I don't think...
I think that's absolutely true. It's the path you are forced to play. And if you end up as a wild card team again, you know what that path is. It's a tough path. It's going to lead you into areas you don't want to go. The ideal thing is somehow to win a division. I'll say this about Mike Tomlin the last couple of years. They've won games in their division that not many people thought they would. A couple of years ago, what was it, 5-1 in the AFC North? So, you know, yeah, but you can't have losses that are going to, you know, put it in a situation where you're a second wild card. You got to go on the road and run off. Your first opponent is somebody that's going to be favored by 10 points. You got to avoid that. But I do see their offense potentially getting better. I still think it's incomplete. They need another second receiver. As much as I want to say that a guy like Calvin Austin's improving, he is. But you still need a big-time player over there.
Do you think that'll be Lazard?
Probably. If not Lazard, then I would bet, you know, Keenan Allen would be a good pick. But I don't know if they're going to go there. Maybe Amari Cooper.
I would like both of those guys. Yeah. I mean, I know, I understand the past and the chemistry he has with Lazard and why he's probably the favorite. They would also have to acquire him via trade. He's not right. Just sitting out there.
Yeah, but what would that take? A sixth round pick or something of that nature? They have a lot of picks. They probably could.
Yeah, I mean, they could certainly dump with one of the, 13 picks or something they have in next year's draft to make that happen. But back to the playoff discussion, I don't like their chances of winning a game in Kansas City. I don't like their chances of winning a game in Buffalo or Baltimore, or even if Cincinnati had a huge year, if they somehow overcame how porous that defense is, if somehow the Bengals won the AFC North. Because unfortunately for me, and maybe I'm not alone in this thinking, 412-928-9370, if you want to chime in on the fan hotline, that's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I still think one item holds true here, at least after the signing of Aaron Rodgers, and that is that the Steelers still have the third best quarterback in the division at best. I felt that way with Mason Rudolph too, because I think the Browns whole QB situation is kind of a dumpster fire at the moment. We don't know who that's going to be. It's probably going to be Flacco or Pickett at the beginning of the season, and whoever loses that battle could get cut because they drafted two quarterbacks a couple of months ago. But they don't have a quarterback as good as Joe Burrow. They don't have a quarterback as good as Lamar Jackson. So at best here, they still have the third best guy in the AFC North.
I think it's similar to last year. Same exact situation. You'd rank them. That's how you would rank them, whether it was Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. So we'll see. I mean, my biggest concern with him, Aaron Rodgers, is the age. He's coming off that non-contact Achilles. And I know it's now a year beyond that, 2 years beyond that. But still, those kinds of things can happen with guys who are up there in age. It's just how it goes. So do I think he's capable of slinging the ball and making the right reads? I hope more than anything, Donnie, this opens up the middle of the field for him because he's good at that. I've seen him, and you watch enough tape where he can put the ball on the money on slant patterns and whatever the case may be. They seem to have willingly ignored that area of the field. If they do that again, that will limit him too, despite who's on the outside. And Metcalf's a good guy who's going to go out there and win a lot of those battles. But, man, opening in the middle of the field would unlock a lot of their problems, I think.
Yeah, and he can do that better than really any quarterback that we've seen, at least for the last 5 years, and probably even better than
late stage Ben, since this is now late stage Aaron Rodgers. Another thing with Rodgers' game last year, specifically with the Jets, was what he did or what he was unable to do against the playoff teams that they faced. People love jumping on like what he did over his last month or so of the season or last 10 games of the season. And I don't want to say it's cherry picking, because he did generally have better numbers the second half of 2024, but he did take advantage of some bad teams that they had on their schedule. And then you pit them against playoff teams that they faced, and it wasn't too pretty. Over the course of last season, they played 7 playoff teams. Buffalo, they played twice. Rodgers and the Jets in those games were 1-6. His completion percentage was below 62, 1,618 yards, 9 touchdowns, 8 picks. He lost a fumble. He was also sacked 19 times. Now, I know that credit can also go to the offensive line, but it's not like they're dealing with prime Michael Vick back there when it comes to mobility. Right. I mean, the Steelers' offensive line has a lot of hope. There's a couple of guys that we know are pretty good. I mean, I'm confident already in saying that Zach Frazier is a really good player. They have at least one solid guard with Sayamalu.
McCormick has shown you promise.
He was better than I think anybody could have expected as a rookie that got thrown right into the fire. It really comes down to their 2 tackles, who are unproven, either due to injury or, you know, somewhat poor performance the first 2 years. But it's not like he's going to be the guy that could escape things the way he did in his prime or in his MVP seasons.
No, and that's why the emphasis keeps coming back to their tackles. Broderick Jones is back at his natural position. What will he do there? He did not have a good season last year. Then you have Troy Fautanu, who I like, and I think everyone likes, just as everyone liked Broderick Jones coming out of the draft. But until you see it, you gotta wonder what will that be like in year 2 for him. Actually, you know, year 1, the Jets had a pretty decent offensive line, by the way, at least on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't. If you watch a lot of their tape, you'll see that it wasn't just them; it was him not being able to escape at times. And that's why, you know, Mike Tomlin's talked about mobility forever. He had the most mobile quarterback, I think, in the NFL here. And I think their number one goal was to sign him, and it didn't happen. So then they had to reach into plan B and C or whatever it was. But that mobility or lack of it could be a problem if this offensive line doesn't do its job.
Yeah, you kind of touched on it there. What did you make of what Adam Schefter said the other day, that Aaron Rodgers was their third option at quarterback?
Well, it was Matt Stafford in between. I'm sure a lot of teams would be interested in him, but the first was clearly Fields, but I don't know if it's just that they had a price in mind for him, or he didn't get the kind of insurances he was going to be the starter. And I think if that was the case, if he needed to hear that and didn't, he might have decided that, well, then I'm going to look where I can. And I think it would have been perfect here. I'd rather take my shots betting on a 25-year-old kid who has some upside in the passing game versus a 41-year-old who I'm not sure what he has left.
That's who I wanted. I thought it was the most logical option for them. And, you know, maybe at some point, I'm sure down the road, maybe it's while he's still playing, maybe it's once he's done playing. I'm sure Justin Fields will go on somebody's podcast and maybe explain why he didn't come back here. If it wasn't for the money, and maybe it was just about, you know, I couldn't trust that they would keep me in there after I thought I played pretty well.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
First half dozen games, and they immediately pivoted to Russell Wilson because Fields, even he looks like somewhat of a bargain compared to what quarterbacks get paid in the league. Now, he is one of the 21 quarterbacks making more than what Aaron Rodgers will make this season. Some of these names on the list certainly make sense. You have Joe Burrow up there, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts. But then you get some names, you know, Mahomes. Mahomes at this point.
You wait till he gets his next deal.
Mahomes at this point is well down the list at only 45 a year. Stafford's at 40 a year. Prescott leads the way at 60. You have Jordan Love and Trevor Lawrence at 55. They make the same amount as Burrow and Allen. Tua at 53-1. Goff at 53. Purdy at 53. A couple of guys at 52 like Herbert and Jackson. Kyler Murray, 46.1. Deshaun Watson, 46. Cousins, Mahomes with the same amount, which is just staggering to me that Kirk Cousins and Patrick Mahomes would make the same amount of money. Geno Smith at 37.5. Mayfield at 33.3. Then you get Fields at 20, a nice little drop off. Daniel Jones, $14 million this year from the Colts.
I would have been okay with him.
Just
for 1 year?
So I agree with that. Before I knew what they got Rodgers at, I would have said, just take a shot on Jones. You probably end up having a bad year. You know, maybe that would benefit you. That was my whole argument for Mason Rudolph being the guy the whole way through. But $14 million for Daniel Jones is more, at least at base, than what Aaron Rodgers will make in 2025. Right. So it makes it look like the Steelers got quite a bargain here because...
But the other side of that is not many teams were interested in Aaron Rodgers, which surprised me. I thought given the how important that quarterback role is, even if he wanted to be a starter and a starter only, there are some teams who could, if they believed in him for 1 year, could have made the move to do it, and nobody really chose to do it. The other thing that's intriguing about this, Don, is whether or not he'll have much more say in this offense play calling. He should have leeway to do whatever he wants at the line of scrimmage based on his experience and knowledge. So if that's the case, that's a step in the right direction. But it hasn't been the case, even with a guy like Russell Wilson, who you would have thought had the same profile and would have been able to do whatever he wanted to do at the line of scrimmage.
And Rodgers is such a renegade, Bob, that I feel like he won't put up with whatever happened with Wilson and Artie Smith when they played in Cincy last year, or coming out of that game where
they acted as if Wilson went rogue, although I don't know why you'd be upset. The guy put together one of the best quarterback performances we had seen here in quite some time in an individual game. I can't see Rodgers complying with that. Now, maybe you could say, you know, he has more respect for Mike Tomlin than he does a lot of other coaches around the league, but I mean, just his style, and I don't fault him for it. I mean, the guy has a pedigree that not many quarterbacks in NFL history have. But, I mean, if he would do his own thing a little bit, if he would ad-lib a little bit every single game and it works to their benefit, I don't know why that's such a bad thing.
No, I don't either. You know, he sees things out there that in his all these years of playing, he's going to see quicker and faster than most anyone. So, if he likes a certain play and he wants to change out of it because there's a better play out there, I think he should have the lead, and I think he will. I don't think they're going to stand in his way of doing it. I'd be shocked if they did. They had to know this going in. I'm sure they've had conversations already about it. And if I'm Arthur Smith, I'm smart about it as well. I'll say, what do you feel most comfortable? Look at our playbook here. You tell me, and we'll try to figure it out. But we're also going to run the football because we have to run the football. The Jets didn't do a good job last year of running the football at times. And you have to set that up. That's a big part of any success a quarterback has, I still believe. That's one thing that hasn't changed over time.
Do you think that their floor is what they typically fall at, 9-8?
Yeah, I think it's going to always be right around there for now. And there's a lot to be said that, you know, people want to make fun of the Mike Tomlin record, but he's had to do it. You can, if I just blindly said to you, okay, you're going to run an NFL team, you're going to have four different starting quarterbacks. Now, keep in mind, he's had a lot to do with the quarterback situation too. So, but somehow they get in the playoffs the last 2 years with different starting quarterbacks, rotating guys, you know, that kind of stuff. Most teams would tell you, well, that's a pretty good thing if you can be a head coach of a team that does that. So there still has to be more. I think when you look back in time, the problems that they had were not winning when they had the killer bees here. They had every chance to do it, and those were the missed opportunities.
Yeah, it was almost a reversal of what they have been dealing with, because you look back at some of those teams, but the defenses on those teams were just horrendous. That's why, you know, and not to get too far back into the weeds on this, I do think that the Ryan Shazier injury for the time that it happened was one of the more detrimental in their history. I felt really good about that team with Ryan Shazier healthy, because that defense really wasn't all that good, but he was turning into a great player, and we never got to see what happened in the postseason. They lose that game following his injury, the Jesse James game, and that was, you know, that's kind of what sealed the deal. They had to fall into the matchup with Jacksonville. They overlooked it. They got beat. Like, I will always wonder how things would have looked a little bit differently there. Our six-pack, that's brought to you by Bet365. Austin, how do you feel about this? I can't remember if you're quite as bullish as our buddy intern Dom, who thinks this will look like Aaron Rodgers in Super Bowl 45, or, you know, how you felt about Rodgers finally signing here and how far you think this team can go.
Yeah, I don't think they're a Super Bowl team like Dom thinks is remotely possible with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. But I'm at least a lot more excited for the intrigue that comes with the Rodgers over Mason Rudolph, and think that they are a 3-4 win team better with Rodgers at quarterback than Mason Rudolph. I know a lot of people, you included, Donnie, don't believe that.
Yeah, Ray Fittipaldi was on our number one Cochran Sports Showdown last night. He said as many as 12.
Yeah.
That's too much for me.
I agree with that.
Realistically, now, could it happen? Sure. Anything can happen in sports.
I'm thinking 10 wins. Maybe they get to 11. I think there's a better chance that they win a playoff game with Rodgers over Mason. And if that means that they are needing to trade up for a quarterback, so be it. But having Rodgers also has the caveat of, well, I mean, it could. I still think he has something left in the tank, but there's also the possibility that the whole thing just completely tanks and is awful, and they win six games, and Mike Tomlin's winning season streak is over, and then they could draft a quarterback high. I'm fine with either.
So you think even with Rodgers starting all games, they could still be bad?
Depending on injuries and everything, but if I had to put my money on it, I would say that they're going to be a 10-win team with Rodgers and make the playoffs probably as a final wild card.
Yeah, like I'm thinking.
What's the worst-case scenario for you guys? Because I think if he gets hurt or if he's not very good like people think he could be, then what? And how long is it before Mike Tomlin does what he did to Justin Fields? Now you're dealing with a different guy, like a 41-year-old quarterback. Let's say you start off badly and he's not on his game. Do you just ride him because you gave him the money and he's your quarterback and he's a four-time NFL MVP, or do you make changes?
What was the phrase that Tomlin used with Wilson, Lone Ranger? He said, I went Lone Ranger on this, and I made the decision. I don't know if he quite did that here because it didn't come down to Wilson or Fields. It was really, we get Aaron Rodgers or we are playing with Mason Rudolph for the full season. I mean, I know the Steelers would never do this. They're way too proud of a franchise to do it, and you can't go into a locker room or a building and say, hey, guys, we're going to have a down season. You're just going to have to deal with it. That's what me, as seeing into the future a little bit, I think would have helped them out a little bit more. If they had a season where they only won 6 or 7 games, that's all they won in 2003. They went 6-10, and that set them up quite well for the next 2 decades. Now, who's to say that you hit on that again? If you have the chance to
take one thing to get that pick, yeah. It's another thing to make it the right pick.
If you have a chance to take a quarterback again in the top 15, and if you don't have to move to do it, that makes it all the better. I just don't see, if Rodgers plays the entire season, them finishing worse than 9-8, but it will create for some interesting atmospheres, I'd say, at the stadium if they aren't playing very well. Rodgers starts a game, it continues to look a little bit ugly. We remember what happened last season when they first made that switch to Russell Wilson, and that first quarter was bad.
It was terrible. He was throwing the ball on the ground. Boos were everywhere.
There were chants. I was at that game. There were chants for Justin Fields early in that game. But then Wilson, to his credit, he turned it around pretty quickly. But I almost think of the movie The Replacements. I don't know if you've seen that movie, Bob.
Yes.
The Keanu Reeves movie. For whatever reason, and maybe I'm way off on this, but I just think of that situation, the way it played out in the movie, where the star quarterback finally comes back. He crosses back over the picket line to play in that last game, and he is playing terribly. Crowd completely turns on him. They want to go back to Shane Falco, Keanu Reeves. Like that feels like Mason Rudolph in this situation.
Yes.
Like he has more people in his corner now than he's ever had.
And listen, I would not be surprised at all down the road, whenever a situation arises with him. He is, in those 3 games before he departed here and went to Tennessee, as the Steelers didn't bring him back, he was really good in those 3 games. I think he had the best relationship with George Pickens. I think Pickens and he understood each other and what they both could do for one another. I wouldn't be surprised if he came in. I mean, and listen, look, you mentioned Geno Smith earlier. Is there a more surprising scenario than Geno Smith? If I had told you 5 to 7 years ago that Geno Smith would not only be a starting quarterback, he'd be traded and given a $100+ million contract, you would have looked at me and said, no way.
Yeah, I'd never believe it.
Sam Darnold falls into that. There are guys who just take time. I also believe Justin Fields is one of those guys. I think there's time for his game to blossom. And I was hoping it at least would give one more chance here to see it blossom. But we'll see as time goes on. You never know about players.
I don't think he was done dirty, though, this time the way maybe he was in the past. Like it did feel like Mason coming back here, he kind of understood, they're going to bring in somebody else.
He's a great kid. He signed for backup money. I don't think there's any reason to think he thought he was going to be. He probably knew on the outside he could be a starter, but he also knew that wasn't their plan, so he signed his deal. Have you gotten to know him a little bit? He's a really good kid. I think he's willing to, he has good relationships with players. I think they like him a lot in that locker room. And I think he has the talent to do it. I don't know to what level, but I think if he were to get in there, it's not a bad situation for the Steelers as a backup.
I'll give him credit for this too. I mean, think of the playoff games they have had in this drought where they have just gotten crushed by the opposition. The game where they were actually in it late
in Buffalo
was with Mason Rudolph at quarterback. Now, they fell behind 21-0, as they tend to do in those games, and he threw a costly interception in the second half of that game. But to his credit, a Steelers team has not been that competitive in a playoff game outside of Rudolph. He leads the list in such games. 412 928-9370. Let's take some calls on this. Coming up next, the Steelers finally made it official last week. Rodgers came into the facility over the weekend. He signed his deal. We now know the financials of the deal. Does that make you feel any better about the situation? What do they need to add to get you back to feeling they could be a contender in the AFC? Will they bring in one of his old buddies? Will they sign one of the veteran free agents off the street? Did you want this signing to happen? Did you ever have a doubt at any point over the last couple of months that it would?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Follow us on Twitter. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at South Hills Kia. .net. Donnie Chedrick in for Joe Starkey today. Bob Pompeiani, due to the unfortunate nature that his golf outing was postponed, he is with us until noon. Austin Bechtold, as always, behind the glass. You can listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 noon at the 937thefan.com. Contesting page. Taking some calls right now. The financials are out. The deal is official with Aaron Rodgers. $13.65 million for the Steelers quarterback, the four-time MVP, who is 41 years old. Your thoughts on it at 412-928-9370. Our buddy Greg in Youngstown will kick us off. What's up, Greg?
Hey, not much. First thing, Justin Fields and Daniel Jones aren't good. I don't know what you guys watch. Those guys are not good quarterbacks, number one. You know, I mean, I'm sick of this one. Oh, we needed Fields. Fields isn't any good. Number two is, I'll take, if we get another receiver, I'll match our team against any team in the AFC this year. Any team. And I don't know what you guys are looking at. Our defense is better than the Bengals, honestly. And the Ravens, well, we always beat them except for the last two games. I don't know what the negativity is.
Yeah, but did you see how they lost? Their defense collapsed in record fashion. 300 yards rushing.
What about the other eight games, Bob? What about the other eight or nine games we beat them? How about that?
What I'm saying is they have problems still on this team. And I understand, listen, I understand why you think Aaron Rodgers could make a difference. And every reason on his resume says he can. But this is a different Aaron Rodgers. That's my only concern of this.
How do you know? How do you know?
How do you know?
Because he had 26 touchdowns last year.
But in his last two seasons as a starter, they went 8-9 Green Bay. And they also went 9-8. He had 12 interceptions. And last year, 5-12. He also had a lot to do with the head coach getting fired. So there are things not to like about him, and I'm hoping that he can still be somewhat of what he was at 37 years old, not 40 and 41.
It takes 2 years to get over Achilles tendon injury. 2 years. Okay. Even a guy in the NFL Network said that. They had their doctor on. They said Aaron Rodgers will be just as good as he was before because it takes 2 years to get over that injury.
And you're confident at 41 he'll be just as good as he was?
I'll take him. I'll take him right now. I'll take him over Stinky Field and garbage Daniel Jones, or even Rudolph. I'll take him.
And if they sign any receiver out there, you think they're as good as Buffalo or Kansas City or Baltimore?
Yeah. Do you think Kansas City's team's that great except for Mahomes? Their team's not that great. It isn't. They're not that great.
And they went, okay, what about Baltimore and Buffalo? And you already referenced they beat Baltimore until it mattered.
What about the other eight times we beat them? It didn't matter when we beat them eight times.
And not in the playoffs, they didn't.
Well, but you guys forget about the other games we beat these teams. I mean, I think Buffalo is the best team in the league. I do think they're the best team in the league. But I think we could beat them. I don't see why we can't.
No, they certainly can. And I would think that if everything goes the right way here, that you can have a case for yourself. But you don't. You seem not to put any possible stake here in the fact that Aaron Rodgers at 41 could fall apart or not be very good.
I also just can't get behind, and thanks, Greg, for the call. I just can't get behind them adding any receiver and saying that they stack up with every other team in the AFC. And now I do agree with Greg. I think Buffalo is the best team. I think this will be the year they finally get over that Mahomes hump in the playoffs. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is you can say that Kansas City, I don't think they're that good. Well, they get into the playoffs every year and they win games. And yet again, they lugged themselves to the Super Bowl last year.
Their defense is better than he's given them credit for, too.
And Spagnuolo is great. Yeah, they got shredded. They got shredded in the Super Bowl, but that's a really good defense.
But throughout the course of the last 5 years, their defense has been outstanding.
Absolutely.
And they've changed people quite a bit.
And, okay, so they play 500 ball against the Ravens, or they get the better of the Ravens in some of these regular season games. But here's what doesn't sit well with me. We went on for a long time, myself included. I don't know about you or Joe or Austin. We went on for a long time about the narrative of Lamar Jackson can't beat the Steelers. They're his kryptonite. He can't beat a Mike Tomlin defense. And it even proved that way through one game this season. But the last two meetings they had, it was ugly. Lamar Jackson had his way with them. And Derrick Henry had his way with them. They ran for 300 yards.
Right.
On the Steelers in the playoffs.
And before you think that Justin Fields can't be a better quarterback, again, Lamar Jackson, when he first came into the league, people were talking about, all he is a runner. He's just going to run. And, yeah, that is a great asset for him. But guess how his passing game has matured? Have you watched him? He's one of the best, most elite passers in terms of accuracy in the NFL right now. He wouldn't have two MVPs if he wasn't. So there is room for improvement. That's all, Greg, was my point. I want a young kid who I think potentially can develop. And if he can, whoever has him will benefit. That's all I was saying. And they seem to have an opportunity for him that was made right here. And it didn't happen.
50-minute mark on the Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. Mark is in the car. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I want to just say a couple things regarding the signing, and then I'll ask a question of you guys at the end. I do like the signing. I think he's a man of his word, saying that he would take $10 million, and obviously there's incentives involved in that, so I do hold a lot of credence in that. I do like the signing for Mason Rudolph in that case, too, because I think having another set of eyes for him and having like a veteran who's been there, done that, only benefits him if he does go down with an injury. One question I want to ask you guys is, do you think with the high draft capital we have invested in our offensive line that Rodgers is able to get the best out of them, given what he's been so good at when it comes to reading defenses and being like a second set of eyes for them on what to expect when breaking down film and stuff like that throughout the course of this year?
Thanks, Mark. I like that question. And I think a lot of us could agree. It comes down to the tackles, but those guys are both first round picks. And it seemed like, I don't know how often you were down there during OTAs, and yeah, it's just football and shorts and you can't see a ton from a position like the offensive line. But at least in some of those drills, it seemed to be that Broderick Jones was more comfortable playing on the left side than he ever was on the right.
That's his natural position, so I would expect that to be the case. It's year three for him now, though, and you know he may have learned some things on the other side, and it was a hard lesson at times last year. He started off okay, and then everything started to change. But if he's what you thought he was when you drafted him number one of the best left tackles coming out of college, then you should be happy with this. And Faetano seems very capable of being that on the right side. Again, it's just on paper what we've seen. Can you do it in game situations? I don't think anyone would have told you that the Steelers would lead the NFL both tackles and most sacks allowed last year. But that's what they had. So that has to change.
A game that gives me hope for Jones's career, the first game against the Ravens back in 2023, another game the Steelers somehow found themselves on the better end of, that, you know, the Kenny Pickett deep pass to George Pickens, that ended up being the game winner. Jones had to start at left tackle at pretty late notice in that game. And if you go back and watch the game, you don't notice a ton of him. And that's always a great thing for an offensive lineman. If you pretty much go unnoticed throughout a game, that is a good thing.
It's like the referee.
Yeah.
If you don't notice him, you're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah. You don't want to be, now, you know, maybe you do have some insane downfield block that gets you highlighted on, you know, any given play, but he played well. He played a very good game at left tackle, and then they just kind of messed with him the rest of the way. You know, he had to jump in for Chooks at right tackle, and then he kind of stayed there last year because they laid everything at the feet of Dan Moore. But I think back to that Ravens game, and I think he played pretty well at left tackle. He looked good. And if he has a full season of that, I kind of like the prospect of what he can do.
And I think the interior is fine. I think Frazier's going to be one of those guys who's going to be underrated largely, but he's going to be out there every single time. At the end of the year, you look at him and say, well, you know, he's Pro Bowl worthy. He's one of those guys. I'm sure he's going to have some all-pro first team in his future. Sayamalu, I think it's his last year now, Donnie. So,
yeah.
I mean, but he should be playing for something also. You know, when you have a last year coming up, he's been good. And nobody said Mason McCormick would be able to step right in and play the way he did. And he had to do it because of injuries last year. So those are all good things. However, because the offensive line is limited in terms of its depth and how many people you really have, you do need versatility there. You're going to have guys move around. And, you know, over the course of 17 weeks, there will be injuries. You know, do they have enough depth? Do they have enough position flexibility to cover up for some of those holes?
412-928-9370. Our buddy Troy in Mount Washington. What's up, Troy?
What's up, guys, man? Thanks for taking the call.
Yep.
So, a lot to unwind, but kind of where I am right now is I'm going to start off with a statement. I think this is the best team the Steelers will have fielded since the Antonio Brown, Big Ben, Le'Veon Bell team in terms of talent. We hear all the time, you know, what do you think they need to add to be a better team? And is Mike Tomlin stuck in his ways and the Steelers stuck in their ways? When we signed Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, that's something that the Steelers do not do. when we went out and got Arthur Smith, a prominent name in the game, to be our offensive coordinator, that's something the Steelers haven't done. Is our QB1 this year better than last year? Yes. Is our wide receiver one this year better than last year? Yes. Is our RB1 this year better than last year? Yes. Is our cornerback room better this year than last year? Yes.
You don't know if those are going to turn into no's as the season goes on.
But last year you're having excitement about Trice. This year you're talking about Slay. You're talking about experienced players that have come in to solidify this defense.
But we saw that with Patrick Peterson, and it didn't work all that well. That's all my point is. I like Darius Slay and when he was at his prime time, but I don't know what he has left. You know, they gave him a one-year deal for $10 million. I'd rather have Jair Alexander, who was just released or going to be released from Green Bay. He's younger. That's all I'm saying.
That's a possibility, but I believe when we got Peterson, we didn't believe Peterson was going to be what he used to be. We didn't sign him for that. And that year, he moved around a little bit, played a little bit of safety, and actually did a good job for us. He just wasn't the athlete that he was. But with Holcomb coming back at linebacker, I think that room is better.
I agree there. So you're making it sound like, what is your win total? I mean, you must be a 14-win guy then.
I'm not out here predicting wins. What I'm out here not saying is there isn't a chance that we can.
Oh, I agree with you. Don't you, Donnie? I think there's a chance that it all works. Yeah, now, well, I don't know about that.
Would you agree, though, that this is the best team we have put out in a very long time in terms of skill and position?
It's hard to assess a 41-year-old quarterback, though. You could say that based on his resume. But we have to see what that looks like.
Yeah, based on resume, I think Troy is accurate. And Bob, you brought up one of the names that I did want to get to, Jair Alexander being released by the Packers after they couldn't either restructure his deal or find a trade partner. Listen, given that they still have some money to play with here because Rodgers did not set them back, like a big-name quarterback usually would. I understand, okay, they have Joey Porter Jr., they have Darius Slay, they have Trice behind, you know, those two guys. I still wouldn't be opposed to just putting good football players on this team, putting good football players on the field. And, okay, so what if you had to have Jair Alexander and Darius Slay and Joey Porter Jr.? I don't think that's a bad problem to have. Because like you brought up with Patrick Peterson, there is always a chance with a corner past the age of 30 that when those legs go, that people always say when the legs go for a corner, they're done. And yeah. Who knows when that could happen? It could happen in the middle of a game in week 7. It could happen, you know, when the guy's 38. You know, they could go for a long time. But there aren't many Darryl Greens that are in the NFL anymore. And Alexander's only 27 years old. Now, my concern with him, he only played 14 games combined the last two seasons. He's 28. He just turned 28 after this season. So it'll be his age 28 season. But, I mean, that's still a young dude who is a two-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah, I mean, the age mostly intrigues me because he's still young enough to do that. Kind of, he has it in his blood. He's already done it. So I don't know. I mean, I understand what he was saying, and I'd rather live on the glass half full side of things because I think that's a good way to live. And you can look at this and say to yourself, well, okay, they have people in position who can make a difference. But there's a lot to a football season, Donnie, as we know. There are a lot of things that can change. There are injuries involved. There are teams you don't expect coming out of nowhere. Maybe they could be one of them. Maybe they're one that you know, has a tremendous season from their quarterback. DK Metcalf is everything you thought he'd be. They come up with some complimentary guy, and they have a better defense. If that happens, they'll be a player.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive?
Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.